Greetings in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning which you have given to us. Lord, today we came to worship you and pray you and praise you. As Marthoma Church, we remember all the women and all the services of Sevika Sangam today. This time we pray for our church and we pray for all the activities. Kindly empower all the women in their works and help us to lead a good life according to your wish and according to your will. Lord, sometime we are going to meditate your word. Be with us, O Lord. Fill our heart with your divine power and grace. O Father, I am a sinner, and be with my words and help me to share the word of God to your people. In Jesus' precious name we pray, Amen. Suvishesha Sevika Sangam is women's organization of Marthoma Church. Sevika Sangam was inaugurated in the year of 1919 during Maraman Convention under the leadership of Abraham Marthoma Suffragan Metropolitan. And Kanduma Kochuma was the first General Secretary of Suvishesha Sevika Sangam, and she traveled throughout far and wide, and that's why Sevika Sangam is now like this. And it was established with a view to encourage women to become partners in to fulfill the kingdom of God, to support the ministry of Jesus Christ. All women above 18 years, those who have their names in Edvaga register, in church register, are considered to be as the Sevika Sangam members. And every year, the church sets apart the first week of September as Sevika Sangam week and second Sunday of September as Sevika Sangam day. Right Reverend Dr. Abraham R. Paulos Episcopa is serving as the president of Sevika Sangam. And our church today, as Marthoma Church, we separated this day for women. And also for today's prayer and meditation, the theme selected by our church is Women, the Apostles of Jesus Christ. Women, Apostles of Jesus Christ. Jesus, at the time of his ministry, selected 12 disciples. While the term apostle is considered to be or associated with these disciples, but we all know that women played a great important role, a very crucial role in the ministry of Jesus Christ when he was in this world. Mary Magdalene, Lydia, Phoebe, and Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, they all played a great role in spreading the word of God or in supporting the ministry of Jesus Christ. Most of the women, along with Mary Magdalene, followed Jesus Christ till his cross. Not only till his cross, they all involved in his burial as well as in the resurrection too. And also it was a woman who became witness for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the same woman was instructed by Jesus Christ to spread the good news of resurrection to his disciples too. So Jesus loves women as how he loves men. So he didn't give any difference between men or women at the time of his ministry. For today's prayer and meditation, let's read the Bible portion once again as we heard as the gospel reading. Gospel according to John chapter 4, verse 27 through 30. John chapter 4, verse 27 through 30. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. It's a very familiar passage for all of us. In our life, we used to select some risky, if we get a chance, which way will we select? Some risky ways or easiest ways? We always, definitely, we used to select the easiest ways. But now, in this passage, we can see that Jesus Christ selected some risky ways. He worked very differently when he is in this world. And when we spread our eyes through this chapter 4, we can easily understand the risk taken by Jesus Christ at the time of his ministry. In verse 4, it's written like this, chapter 4, verse 4, it's written like this. Now he had to go through Samaria. And in verse 3, so he left Judah and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. During that time, the Jews typically avoid interactions with Samaritans due to various cultural and social as well as gender differences. But at that time, we can see that Jesus consciously took a way to Galilee through Samaria. He can select another way, but he took a social as well as a cultural risk. And when we look at, when we come down to that chapter, we can see that Jesus came and sat near a well, and after some time, a lady came to that well. We all know about that. And this act of reaching out to Samaritan woman speaks the willingness of Jesus Christ to cooperate or to connect with people in all backgrounds. Either it's a man or a woman, he talks or he connects with all the people in the community. So today I request your presence and your attention for some time to think about how we can also become apostles of Jesus Christ as through the life of Samaritan woman. Firstly, attitude of Jesus Christ towards woman. Attitude of Jesus Christ towards woman. Here in this chapter, we can see that Jesus Christ is talking with that woman for a long time. From verse 7 through 26, we can read that. We can see the conversation between Jesus Christ and the Samaritan lady. The Samaritan lady, she's a lady who leads a very mischievous life or a sinful life, and she doesn't want to come forward to the community to mingle with others. She doesn't want to come forward to speak to others. In the society, she was very passive because of her own history or because of her situation. She doesn't want to talk with others. That's why she came to the well to fetch water from the well at the noontime. And she was sure that nobody will be there, so I can go and fetch water and go back home. But at the same time, Jesus was there. He arrived there and he was waiting there, and he was taking rest there, and he sat beside the well. At the time, this lady came to there and Jesus asked her some water to drink. And this lady get wondered, and she's asking to Jesus that in verse 9, we can read that. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me to drink?" So as Jesus is a Jewish rabbi, he doesn't want to talk with this Samaritan lady. But here, Jesus Christ is talking to Samaritan lady and asking water to drink. Here, Jesus took initiative to talk to this lady, and he overcome all the circumstances. He overcome all the barriers, the both gender as well as the cultural barriers of that society. This was very unusual and it was very challenging situation. And he spent so many time with that lady while talking. We all know that women played great and crucial important role in his ministry from his birth through crucifixion. He came to this world from the womb of a poor lady, a virgin Mary. And this lady, this Mary, was appointed to fulfill the needs of Jesus Christ or the Godfather. Another two ladies are Martha and Mary, the two sisters. They hosted Jesus Christ to their home. They loved Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ also loves them and respects them. So, dear beloved in Christ, as how Jesus loves and respects these women, it's our duty to love and respect women in and around our church, society, family, wherever it is, and whoever the woman is, we have to respect each woman. So, a woman is a mentor of the family. We are considering Jesus Christ as a role model, so it's our duty to respect women. Secondly, transformation of Samaritan woman. Transformation of Samaritan woman. Here in this passage, we can see that both Jesus Christ and this lady is talking for a long time. And Jesus came to this world to save his people from the pit of sin and to show a new route or to reroute people to a new way. Even though Jesus knew about this lady, and also he knew about the various barriers between these Jews and Samaritans, he went to this lady and asking water to drink. From verse 7 through 26, we can read the whole thing about the conversation between Jesus Christ and this lady. And also, when we came down to this chapter, we can see that Jesus is speaking to her about her current situation or her past as well as the present situation of this lady. And this lady get wondered because of the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is asking to this lady about her husband or about her family life. And this lady told to them that, to Jesus Christ, that I have no husband now. I have no husband. And Jesus told to this lady that, yes, what you told is right, but the person with whom you are living is not your husband. That's why she got wondered. And she get transformed. And also they are talking about the worship patterns, about the worship place. We can read it here from verse 20 through 26. They are talking about the worship patterns and also about the worship place. And finally, through this long encounter with Jesus Christ, this lady came to realize that Jesus is the Messiah whom they are waiting for. She admits that he is a prophet. When she hears about the thing or the words from the mouth of Jesus Christ, she admits that you are the prophet. And also she received Jesus Christ to her mind and to her life. And after this long encounter, the Samaritan lady transformed her life and she was ready to receive Messiah in her life. Here we can see that instead of condemning this lady, Jesus gave a good chance, a new chance, or Jesus shows compassion to this lady and offers her a chance for a fresh start. Jesus Christ doesn't condemn her, and he gives a good chance to fresh up her life. This acceptance of Jesus Christ and this chance changed her mind, and she came to realize again and again about Messiah. We all know about Zacchaeus. He was a very rich man and also a tax collector. One day he wished to see Jesus Christ. We all know about that story. And Zacchaeus received Jesus Christ to his life, and his life get transformed. So only through our prayer and meditation, we can transform ourselves. If you want to transform others, first of all, we have to transform ourselves and then transform others. As mothers, grandparents, grandmothers, it's our duty to pray for our future generation. We have to bow down before God. If we bow down before God, our generations will be a blessed one. How many of us are praying to God for our own transformation? Confess before Lord that we are sinners and we have to be get transformed. So let's separate some time to encounter with Jesus Christ. Finally, take initiative to transform others. First Jesus gave a chance to this lady to speak with him, and after that encounter she get transformed, and now she is going to transform others. So take initiative to transform others. Before transformation, she was not at all aware about faith, spirituality, or eternal life. In the beginning of this passage, we can read that when Jesus asked water to drink, this lady is asking that, as you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan, then why are you asking water for me to drink? And Jesus is replying that, if you drink this water, you can't quench your thirst. You will get thirst again and again. So I can give you the water which quench your thirst forever and ever. Actually, Jesus is speaking to her about the eternal life. So after the transformation, she came to realize about the true faith, the true spirituality, and about the eternal life. She became very much excited. And in verse 28, we read like this. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to people. He became very much excited and he kept her belongings there. Wherever she is, she kept there, and he went to the society, to her village, to speak about the word of God, or to speak about the goodness which she got from God. He left her. Are you ready to leave your belongings here? And we have to spread the word of God. She opened her mouth and shared her testimony to the co-villagers. She invites them. In verse 29, she is telling that, come and see a man who told everything about me. ഞാൻ ചെയ്തതൊക്കെയും എന്നെക്കുറിച്ച് പറഞ്ഞ മനുഷ്യനെ വന്ന് കാൺമീൻ എന്നാണ് മലയാളത്തിൽ നമുക്ക് വായിക്കുന്നത്. സോ കം ആൻഡ് സീ എ മാൻ ഹു ടോൾഡ് എബൌട്ട് മീ. ആൻഡ് ദീസ് വില്ലേജേഴ്സ് ടു യു, ദേ ഓൾസോ നോ എബൌട്ട് ദ ഹിസ്റ്ററി ഓഫ് ദിസ് വുമൺ, ആൻഡ് ദേ ഓൾസോ ഗെറ്റ് വണ്ടേർഡ് ആൻഡ് ദേ ഓൾസോ വോണ്ട് ടു കം ആൻഡ് മീറ്റ് ദിസ് മാൻ. ഷീ ടോൾഡ് ടു ദം ദാറ്റ് ഐ തിങ്ക് ഹി ഈസ് മെസ്സയ്യാ ഹും വി ആർ വെയ്റ്റിംഗ് ഫോർ. So they also came, verse 30, they came out of the town and made the way toward him. By the testimony through her mouth, she opened her mouth and shared her testimony after receiving Jesus Christ. And while hearing her testimony, these villagers too came out of the town and they decided to meet Jesus Christ. When she encounters with Jesus Christ, she transformed her life. And through her own transformation, she get a chance to transform others too. While she was not a preacher, she was not a teacher, or she was not a famous person in that community, she doesn't want to come forward to meet others, or she doesn't want to come forward to talk with others. But actually, she was a woman who led a very sinful life. And he was not ready to come forward to meet others. But now the situation has been changed. Through the same woman, through the same Samaritan lady, that village get transformed. The people in the village also get transformed. Her testimony played a great role in bringing others to faith and transformation. If parents want to transform your kids, or if parents want to give good advice to your kids, first of all, including myself, first of all, we should be a good role model to our children. Otherwise, one day children will turn back and ask some questions to us. So first of all, we have to transform ourselves and try to transform others too. It's our duty to share good news, to spread good news to others. Through our words, actions, others must get encouraged and they should come to Jesus Christ. We must have a prayerful life, a personal prayer. How many of us have a personal prayer in our life? We must have a personal prayer life. If so, our generations will also follow the same path of the parents. In my childhood days, I used to see a vision, not a vision, I used to see a kneeling figure of my father in his bedroom in early morning. Today also, he's doing the same thing. So the prayerful life of our parents will give strength to their children. So as we consider to be as apostle of Jesus Christ, it's our duty to share the word of God and pray to God and ask God to help us to go smoothly according to your will. We are the enlightened community to lighten others. Let me conclude my message by sharing one of our experiences when we were at Andhra Pradesh. There's a lady and her name is Ankamma. She's a very poor lady, illiterate lady, and also a second wife to her husband. But the thing is, she loves Jesus Christ very much. Every Sundays, she used to come to church by holding the Bible in her hand. She doesn't know how to read or write, but she came to church every day without any fail. For every worship, for every prayer meeting, she'll come to church. And when we were at 2016, in that church which this lady used to come, there were only 7 to 12 members in that church. Our family, the family of evangelist, and this lady and her son, and 2 or 3 people. This was a great big burden for that lady. Nobody is coming to church. So she went to her village and she went to her friends and speak about Jesus Christ and invites them to the church. She told to them about the goodness which she got from Jesus Christ. And I was wondering while seeing her faith. We all are telling that we all are Syrian Christians. We all are the followers of Jesus Christ. We pray every day. But I bow heads before her. When I see her, when she come to church, first she will bow down, she kneel down there, she bow down her head, she shed tears, and she starts praying to God. She doesn't know how to read or write, but she knows who is Jesus Christ for her. One day she told to me, I am very closer to her, and one day she told to me, I won't go from this church. Her home is very nearer to the church. I will come every Sunday to this church. It doesn't matter whoever will come or not, but I know who is Jesus Christ for me. He provides all my needs. So I get wondered. She loves God very much and she wants to spread the good news. If she came to know about some people who are not well, she will rush to Achan and said, Achan, these people, they are not well. And she ask Achan to pray for them. If that people, those who are not well, if they are willing to come to church, she took initiative to take them to church, to Achan, and he will pray for them. And it was a great blessing for her too. So, as a Samaritan woman, first of all, she was not at all aware about the faith, eternal life, or Jesus Christ, or something like that. But after the encounter with Jesus Christ, she came to realize, or she came to feel about Messiah, and she received Messiah into her heart. And by seeing her transformation, and after the transformation of Samaritan lady, the villagers too come, she invited them and asked them to come and meet Jesus Christ. So it's our duty to spread the word of God as apostles of Jesus Christ. It's our duty to spread the word of God and invite others to his love. Jesus loved people. Jesus loved both men and women. So as Jesus is our role model, it's our duty to love our sisters, to love our mother, to love our wife, to love our daughter. Not only that, it's our duty to spread the word of God, to spread the love of Messiah to others. We should separate some time. We all are in a busy schedule, even though we have to separate some time to share the word of God or to meditate before God. May God bless us all.